Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights and Publish Magazine, Global Communities, and Broadcast, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And I am really so thrilled because today I have with me Melody Keemer. Melody is a professional entertainer, speaker, author, radio, TV host, and coach. And she knows what it takes to become a successful speaker. She has had over 30 years teaching successful communication strategies to actors, educators, and business professionals. She's founder and president of Melody Keemer International and co-president and CEO of Keemer Twins International with her twin sister. Melody has designed programs and successfully delivered hundreds of seminars and trainings nationally to thousands of people and all levels of business, corporations, entrepreneur groups, colleges, and large youth events. She combines her experiences as a parent, counselor, educator, small business owner, and professional film and TV stage entertainer, and she has developed her Star Power Speaking System in addition to Double Trouble Transformation Systems for Women. Really powerful, powerful tools. She has had an unbelievable acting career and a sphere of influence in the company of Elvis Presley, Bill Cosby, Johnny Carson. The list just goes on and on. It's so impressive. And she also holds a Master's of Arts degree in career development and community counseling. Melody has a passion for teaching people how to overcome their fear of public speaking for maximum impact communication on stage, in their career, and in life. Her enthusiasm for teaching, continual love of learning, as well as the pleasure she receives in helping others to grow and contribute her success as a coach, teacher, and mentor. Melody, thank you so much for being with us. I'm so excited to spend this time with you.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for that glowing introduction. I appreciate that, Vicki.
Well, I want to start by, you've had such an interesting life, and the fact now that you're sharing the sphere of influence that you've been able to create throughout your life with others and helping them with being able to communicate on all levels, tell me how you came about this as your passion and purpose.
Well, it goes way, way, way back, when I was like 3 years old. Our mom really loved music, and she put my twin sister and I on the stage at this local farmer's market in San Gabriel where we grew up, and we loved it, and she used to sing to us every night when we go to bed, and she'd read to us before putting us to sleep, and the song she would sing was I Love You, A Bushel and a Peck, and so Meryl and I were on stage singing I Love You, A Bushel and a Peck in unison. And we look like these two little tiny Shirley Temples, if you can imagine, little curly hair going back way back when. And we won. We won this great big huge bag of groceries and thought, this is fun. We loved it. And then mom thought, this is great. They're doing fine up there. Put us in all these other contests, Twinoramas, I remember the L.A. Fair that came around. She always put us in the county fair and all different kinds of programs, and we kept winning. We just enjoyed being on stage and just had fun. I think we never had a problem of being outgoing. And then by the time we were 7, Marilyn started singing a little differently from what I was singing, and then we realized, wow, whatever it was doing, keep doing it. It turned out to be harmony. And so we started singing harmony. By the time we were 10, we became professional and singing at USOs and on TV and in film. And by the time we were 16, we actually got our Screen Actors Guild card and our AFTRA cards, our union cards, for doing the Jackson Twins series where we were the twins in there with Dennis O'Keefe. I don't know if you remember him, but he was a star and big-time actor with John Wayne and had all these different military programs he did. And Jan Clayton was our mother, and she was the mother in Lassie. And we learned so many things on the set of how to treat people, how to talk, how to look people. And I just remember one expression that a director said, be careful because the walls have ears. Okay? And in other words, what you say matters, and how you say it matters, how you act matters. And this is something going way back when we were real little. I remember it was very, very instilled in my sisters and my brother and I that always use eye contact because it showed respect and it showed you cared enough about that other person to give them the time of day. And little things that they said, good judgment and values, I think being brought up with fantastic parents, we were just like blessed. I have to say, it's not one of these hard luck stories that I have. Everybody has little problems, but I felt pretty much like happy days. We loved our lifestyle. But education was a big important thing too, Vicki. And so with that instilled different kinds of values. It was how your impression was. So we learned right off the bat about first impressions. We learned about how to treat people, how to keep the feeling of fairness, and how the people around you made a difference about how you were going to grow as an individual as well, and how you model makes a difference for how people in your life are going to learn from and grow as well, too. So by the time I became, I'd say in my 20s, Marilyn decided to get married, and so I went on the road on my own. So I learned now to stand on my own, too. It's totally different when you're with a twosome. So I always learned team playing, how to work together collaboratively, and how to share and how to compromise. And now when you're on your own, I had to learn the autonomy of myself being able to move ahead and produce and feel comfortable. And a lot of times that was not real comfortable for me. Even when I was younger and Muriel and I were entertaining, it wasn't until later that all of a sudden I remember being on stage and stage fright hit me so hard that I was like, what is this? I was so shocked because I was so comfortable. When we're little, it's like, you know, you have no fear. And all of a sudden, you learn to have fear. And I learned that that's a learned thing. If you can learn it, then you can learn how to get out of it. And we had some really great sources with Elvis Presley and Johnny Carson particularly that would talk to us and tell us about how they overcame their fears. And these are in my seminars and coaching that I do. They're great stories that people love to hear all about my experiences with them. And we have quite a few stories, and I love sharing those. So I would say the people that I've met in my life, my family, and then moving on with education later on, getting my degrees, and then later on being in is teaching and counseling, that's made a huge difference with my students and with the staff that I work with, too, to help them with better communication. So many do not understand how it is to get out there and feel comfortable and confident. And so I share many, many things with them to help them overcome their fears of just talking in the classroom or one-on-one or at a board meeting. Fear can be anywhere. And public speaking does not mean just on stage. When you're talking to somebody, you're doing something public. So I'd say probably it all started way back when I was 3, and it's still going to this day. I hope that answered that.
Wow, that is like incredible. So what do you think are the most important factors for really, really influential communication and powerful communication?
Have you ever read the book How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie? If you haven't, I really highly recommend it.
Yes.
Yeah, my older sister, Rochelle, introduced that book to me when I was younger, and it made a huge difference. And I use that to this day because, let me see, I have a quote by him. What was that quote? I'm trying to remember what his quote was. Oh, you know what? I have it right here, actually. I'm going to read that. It says, you can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you. And I love that so much, and I thought, this is so true. And I always say, God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason. And listening is more powerful than speaking. I did an experiment one time, which I felt was very interesting, at this network function. And I wanted to see how people really did communicate and how they would respond when somebody just waited for them to talk. And I asked this person after the introductions were done, we said who we were, and I asked for him to tell me a little about himself and what he enjoys and what he does in his life. And he started talking to me for a solid 20 minutes without pause and never even asked me one thing about me. And I didn't offer anything because I'm waiting for him now. And just to see how communication. Well, that was a real lesson for me showing that it's not a two-way street. You need to be able to share the conversation. And so you need to act as if you're interested in that other person and be genuine about it. Be interested, not interesting. If you're interesting, you're only concerned about yourself. If you're interested, you really do care about what that person is saying and the value of what they're giving you as far as information. So I'd say probably my biggest ahas were thinking about making sure that people are comfortable and knowing that I care and interested. And a lot of times that's eye contact. It's using smiling and just asking them about themselves.
That is so incredibly powerful. And, you know, in general, I mean, you've had so many amazing collaborations. How important do you think collaborations are to a successful life?
You know what? I don't think you can be totally successful without them. Unless you're Jeremiah Johnson, you're on your own in the woods. That is not really the best avenue. Everybody needs a team. Everybody. You know, in your work, Vicki, whatever you do to help you, you have other things that you need to be doing that somebody else can be doing, the things that you don't want to do to help you, or the things that you don't have a skill set that you need to have done, but you don't have the knowledge or the time to learn those, then it's, you need that team. We need to have our cheerleaders. Those are people that really root us on, that are, you know, have our backs, and really, whatever we do, they just love us and care, and they help us, motivate us, and feel good about ourselves. We need those who keep us accountable, and those are ones that watch and see what we're doing, and that we are keeping focused, and we don't deviate from our goals, that we are staying with our purpose, and that if we need to reevaluate, then we do that. We need people that are our financial consultants that help us to make sure we have the right budget plan and action plans. If we are in business moving ahead, we need to have people that are helping us stay on target with that. And then we have what I call the naysayers, the people that are not putting us down. They're not so much naysayers, but they're keeping us more on track for being realistic about where we're at and what we need to do in our lives, and are we fulfilling those needs, and are we indeed helping other people along the way. And that's what it's all about, is helping other people. I'm a strong believer in that, and that's one thing that was ingrained in us when we were younger with my family, is that the value of giving. And I love, 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 Vicki, that our collaboration also is going to help out with Mike and Vivian with their project, Just for the Children program that you have. And I love that. I think that is so great. And that's the biggest part, is giving to others. Being in service.
Yeah, we are so thrilled to have you featured in the upcoming book with Carlos Plim and Mike Koenig, and being able to donate to the charity. But we're really highly anticipating the release of Ready Aim Influence. So thank you so much for your great contribution to that book. And you know, I wanted to ask you, because you've really mastered the art of collaboration and communication, how do you go about attracting and then really maintaining and retaining good partnerships and relationships and collaborations?
That is such a great question. I wish other people would even consider that, because so many people do not understand the importance of building relationships, and that's collaboration. And I had a person that's actually a co-counselor of mine, Michelle, who was wonderful, and she happened to walk by one day when I was counseling a student in college. I am an academic career and personal counselor over at a college. And she walked by, and then later on she said, "Now I know why they all request you and why they like you so much," just out of the blue. And I thought, well, what a nice comment to make. And then I realized what she was talking about, and that's how I started helping others, the counselors and the teachers, understand more how to connect with their students and how to get better ratios from the results that they get in productivity and the attrition rate. And that was based on building the relationship. So many get in there and they feel like they just have to do the job, and so many of us get out there and get so involved with the technical aspect but don't get the bedside manners. And I get told this too. I'm helping people right now in the medical field, because so many of them feel like nurses and staff members and doctors may be great at their skill, but they're not great at what you call that bedside manner, the people skill. They don't know how to really talk in a way that's effective enough for getting across to the person to feel comfortable, take away their fear and anxieties, and just feel, you know, in a safe environment. So building that relationship to me is so important, to start out right at the first get-go to build a trusting relationship. And that's, again, talking about finding out what is interesting to that other person, what are their goals, what are their aspirations, what makes them feel the way they do, and making them feel that they're in a safe environment with me. So I always try to build a relationship before going any further. I love what a friend of mine said. You probably know him, Jonathan Sprinkle. He is one of the best well-known speakers in the college market. And you've seen him at James's, too. James is great. And I remember him saying so many different times that people will not listen to you until they know you care about them. And I believe that is so true. And if nothing else, they're not going to be as enriched or learn as much unless they have that first built relationship.
So, you know, this is so, again, so powerful. Tell me a little bit about what you do when you're coaching others on all of this great information and these great tools in order to really develop great communication and great relationships.
Well, I have, in my programs I do this, and on my one-on-ones and my coaching, I do the same things, only on a smaller way and a more personalized manner. But a big portion of things what I do is I get participation. I get them to be involved, not just listen, but they need to be participating in activities with me and doing experientials. So they actually not only, especially when you're talking about somebody who has a fear, and I get this over and over about having a fear on stage, and people just say, oh, you're so good at your natural. No, it's every time I get on stage, every time I do something, just before even coming for this interview, I get butterflies. But you learn how to overcome them, and you learn how to work with them, and that keeps your energy, if nothing else, keep going. But there's ways to do that, and the listening, how to listen to people, how to understand and read body language is so key to having that communication. So with coaching, I will let them know the different tools that I use to help them to have better listening skills so they'll have better results with the communication they have. And a big part of that is you have to be quiet. You need to actually listen to what that other person's saying without talking, but to really concentrate, and you're concentrating for the meaning and what the person is really trying to say. And use that eye contact, because if you use the eye contact, you're making that other person feel comfortable in talking to you. So, and communication is all about a give and take. It's about contributing and receiving, so speaking and listening. And when you're listening, afterwards, paraphrasing and letting that person know that this is what I heard, and I want to make sure that I have the clarity that I'm hearing this correctly, so that there is the effective communication that you're trying to have. And so, and you want to listen without any kind of anger. If you're talking to somebody, try to be very open-minded without any hostile feelings. It's so important. But watching for body language. Body language, I can't tell you how that makes a big difference. And Vicki, you've probably heard this expression so many different times about how the nonverbal is 7% of what we really learn about a person, whereas 93% is on nonverbal. You've heard that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, and 39% of that is vocal tone and 55% facial expression. So it talks about how much more important body language is than actually in hearing what the person is saying. Now, that's not to say the words aren't important, but putting together, you have a powerful, powerful communication if you concentrate on both. So many people, body language is not in sync with what they're saying. And if there's a, you know, misconception there, there's going to be a breakthrough that's going to not be the one you want. And so it's real important. I don't know if anybody, you can probably remember this. You'll be looking at somebody and they'll be talking to you, and all of a sudden they turn away. It completely gives you a disconnect right in the middle of your conversation. They're turning away. It's, even though they may be interested to you, it comes out in his appearance. To anybody, it would be like they're not interested in me. So it's important to keep that eye contact, and the facial expressions and your gestures really tell what's happening. And gestures can indicate more and enhance the communication as well. So they can give directions. So people learn from both your body and the words. But more importantly is that the body language that you have. I remember my older sister who wore glasses, and she said, this is really interesting, and I've heard many people since then say, when they take their glasses off, they don't hear as well. Have you ever heard that one before?
You know, I haven't.
Well, she said, because she said, we read lips at the same time. And when you don't have your glasses on, she said, we can't read lips. And so you don't hear as well. And so many of us will read the lips, and that's how we get a lot of our sense, because we're looking and we're hearing at the same time. So we're using more than one sense to get that connection and that understanding. So it's so important to understand what expressions and body language does in the conversation. So in my coaching with the first impressions, that's a biggie. Your first impressions and your greetings, your handshake, the smile, your posture, your whole appearance is going to either make or break the connection you have with a person. It could make a difference of people not thinking too much of you, having a kind of an ill judgment of you, or they just acceptable judgment of you, or if you're outstandingly dressed, they could look at you as being somebody with confidence and more professional and somebody they might want to work with more. So I really gear about a lot of the first impressions, about your appearance, about your communication skills with listening and speaking, and then how to overcome the fear of that speaking. And those are basically what people want. And then whatever else they go with self-esteem, if they're having a problem with that, that's the first place we work. Because if you don't feel good about yourself, you need to do self-affirmations, and there's different tools I have to make that person really feel better about themselves. Because if you don't feel good about yourself, others aren't going to see you that confidently or feel that great about you.
Oh, that is so, so true. That's just fantastic. Fantastic information. So I was wondering, you know, you inspire so many and you're able to influence so many. How are you inspired? What influences and inspires you?
My family is my priority. My family are my biggest inspiration. I love them dearly, and my friends. And music is a big part of my life. Singing in the choir our life gives me that spiritual feeling that I love, that lifts me and makes me feel like being a better person, being of more service to others. And then I love always learning. I'm out there always, seminars and having mentors. To be a mentor, I think you need a mentor. If you're going to be a good mentor, you should always have mentors. And I want to be the best mentor I can, the best coach I can be to my clients. And in doing so, I need to always stretch myself and grow. And doing that, you get your own coaching. And James Malinchek has been a very instrumental part of my growth, as well as Craig Duswalt. And they are actually my mentors and coaches for speaking and marketing. And they have made a huge difference for me, and they still do. And I'm always finding new sources of learning. Wherever I go, I want to grow and learn. And I think that's what everybody should do if they want to improve themselves. That's my inspiration.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. So what is your big picture vision, Melody, for this fabulous work that you're doing with others? Like if you were almost to look at it as leaving a legacy, what does that look like for you ultimately?
I feel like when I leave this world, I want to have touched hundreds of thousands of people's lives in a way that helps them feel better about themselves, in the way they communicate, in the way they build their relationships, whether it's at work, whether it's on their personal one-on-one, whether it is performing on stage. I want them to be the best they can be, and I love getting on stage myself. Bigger stages, the better. I love being on one-on-one, but I'm a rah-rah person, and so I will get on that stage, and I love entertaining. And to me, I just remember, like, USOs and convalescent hospitals and Children's Home, Orange County Children's Home, we always entertain for, and no better audience, because they appreciate you so much. They're so thankful, and I appreciate so much how much they care, and it makes me feel like I've done something worthwhile, and that you can't ask for any more than that when you make somebody happy.
That's for sure. That is so, so rewarding. So if we would like to get started, get us out here listening and reading all this wonderful information that you're sharing, if we would like to get started right away and put something into action, do you have like a tip or a simple exercise that you can recommend where we could just get started right away?
Oh, you know what? How about overcoming the fear? Because I think that's what a big part of the problem with people is fearing that fear of getting on stage or talking in a corporate meeting or being a leader. They're not sure how to really have the biggest impact. So I can give you a few tips on that. Would that be helpful?
That would be wonderful.
Okay. Well, to overcome that stage fright or the fear of that public speaking, I would first say define exactly what you are afraid of. What is it that's really bothering you? What is it that's pulling you back that makes you feel like you can't get out there and speak? Is it feeling foolish? Is it feeling like you might forget what you're going to say when you're on stage or when you're talking to the person? Why do you feel that way? And then we go through that, and I will talk about that in my program. But one thing right away is define exactly what you are afraid of. And then next thing is surround yourself with positivity. I'm a real big proponent on being positive. Anybody who's negative, get them out of your life. It's toxic, it's a drainer, and it's non-productive. So get all the toxins away from you. And if you are negative inside, then you need to work on the negativity in you to eliminate. That's real important. And so encourage. You want to be positive and you want to be encouraging yourself and have people around you that are encouraging you and coaching you with all the benefits of how you can do better. And so just interact regularly with somebody that's going to make a difference for you that makes you feel positive. Positive is important. Do those self-affirmations to feel good about yourself. And then live in the present. What are you doing now? Don't think about the future. Live in the present. Work on yourself, what you're doing, not how you think, oh, you're going to bomb. You're not going to do well. Don't think about what might happen. If you prepare now, I do what's called the 7 P's, okay, for helping a person communicate better. And a part of that is helping you with thinking about your particular preparing, okay, so preparation. On this, you're going to be preparing. You're going to be practicing. You're going to be presenting. And then after you do the presenting, you want to make sure that you're doing this with purpose, with a persuasion, and with a powerful message, and using that persistence to do the best you can always. So I use those 7 P's, and so that means it helps you live in that present timing. So imagine yourself, again, now, this is another tip, imagine yourself overcoming the fear. What does that fear look like? See yourself in front of that boardroom, see yourself on that stage or one-on-one with a positive result. How does that look like? How does that make you feel? So visualize your success. Visualize a good result. And then don't wait. Last thing, don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Don't put it off. And I can break down all those procrastination barriers so that you can move forward too. And then just jump in and just do it now, and you're going to be so happy. The biggest thing is jump in. Once you accomplish that, the next time you go, it gets easier and easier and easier, and you'll learn how to control those butterflies and let them work for you instead of against you.
Oh, I love that. I really love that. Time with you has just flown by, Melody. So do you have a website or someplace where people can go to connect with you and gain more of this great wisdom you're sharing?
I do. Thank you for asking that. They can go to www.melody, that's M-E-L-O-D-Y, Kemer, K-E-Y-M, as in Mary, E-R, .com. And they can also go to www.starpowerspeaking.com and learn all about me. And also, while you're there, you know, put your information in there, and I will give you my free little download for you for a 9-step guide to help you with your power communication.
Oh, thank you so much, Melody. That's so generous. You've been so generous with your time today and so generous with that free gift. I hope everyone will take advantage of it. And would you like to share anything with us in closing?
Well, I would like to say thank you so much, for one thing, for inviting me on here. This was very important to me to feel like I can be of help to the people that are going to be listening and reading the information. And I just want to make sure that everybody knows that you are the best person on the earth. Don't try to be somebody else. Be the unique you. And just give the message that you know is in your heart, because everybody needs what you have to offer. So just know that you deserve it. You're worthy. And you are the best person you can possibly be. And go out there and make a difference for everybody's lives. And thank you so much, and many blessings to all of you.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And thanks, everyone, for listening. And if you'd like to learn more about Expert Insights and our publications, our award-winning books, our award-winning and best-selling magazines, as well as our global communities, and broadcast, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.